What a day. It's just something about recognizing young folk, amen, in the house of the Lord was blessed, amen. Because what they do is very important. And one day, it is all about prayers, is that they will continue the ministry that the Lord has entrusted to us right now, amen. But they're playing their role, and we are preparing them to do greater things, amen, for the Lord than we could ever imagine. So I just want to encourage them today, and I got a very, very, very short message today to encourage our young folk. And I know the text I'm going to read, he's actually talking about young believers. But you know what? I think the application part of it, they can get from it. And I'm not even going to really expound on the text. I just want to read the text. And then I want to talk about three things that I get out of that. Because I want them to understand that, matter of fact, Jada pretty much always preached the message. she really did, because she talked about how she realized that she's a child of God. And that's what I want to focus in on, is I want them to understand that they are a child of God. Amen. Amen. God entrusted our children to us that we might live a life so that they might see Christ in us and want to serve the same God that we serve. And that one day, the God that we sometimes kind of force them to come and to embrace will be their God. Amen. 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 Train up a child in the way it should go. Amen. And prayerfully, when they get older, they will not depart from it. But the scripture that really resonates to me about what it really means to be a child of God comes out of a person who loved God, who loved Christ, and he was called a disciple of love. So we're going to go to 1 John. Amen. And I'm going to read the text, and then I'm going to talk about my vacation that I had last week that really brought me to this text. Because as I was there on vacation with my family, and I'm looking at the expansion of my family, God has blessed me with a grandchild. And so I saw the responsibility again of trying to live a life, a continuous life. But there's something about consistency in your life, amen, that children see that's real. It's not fake, you know. And they realize that God is alive in our life. And what we want for them is happiness, but we also want for them is holiness. Amen. We want them to be happy, but we want them to be holy also. And in that holiness, and when they begin to live their life, they'll have an assurance that Jesus Christ is really theirs. Amen. And I believe that comes from a proper belief in Jesus, which produces an obedience to his commands. And then obedience to his commands will lead to a proper love of God and for one another. We want to get to a point where our children, our youth who are sitting off in college, they have a sound faith. Amen. That they won't waver. Because I'm telling you, the college campus is a den for Satan. Amen. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. It's a den where he is trying to sift them as wheat. Amen. And they got to have a sound faith, so they'll be obedient to the calling that God has given them. And they'll love Christ the way we love Christ. And I believe that 1 John talks about that and how they can have assurance that they are the children of God. So 1 John, the second chapter, we start at verse 28. And I'm going to read until I get tired. And it says that, and now, little children, abide in him. Amen. In other words, stay with him. Stay in him. Amen. Be connected to him so that when he appears, you may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. How do you get in the family? You got to be what? You got to be born again. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
We're born into this family. We're adopted into the family of God. Amen. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 3 says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us. What kind of love did he give us? Well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who believed in what should never perish, but what have everlasting life. That's the kind of love he gave us. Amen. That we might be called the children of God. And so we are. So down my mind, amen. We are the children of God. So our life should be indicative of the God who saved us and who now brought us into his family. The reason why the world does not know us, young folk, is because they didn't know him. Amen. That's why you're not going to see a whole lot of Christ on college campuses. Amen. Because they did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children. Never forget that. Now, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven. Amen. We are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. Amen. We're not finished. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Amen. Because we're already practicing that now. Amen. Because we shall see him as he is. What a glorious day that's going to be. Amen. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. That's that sanctification process that we're working on, what? Daily, every day. Amen. We're working this thing daily. We're purifying ourselves. Amen. We're trying to live a life pleasing to God. Amen. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practice lawlessness, rebellion, all those types of things. But that's not us, amen? Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to what? To take away sins. And in him, there is no what? Sin. In him, amen? And now we're in him, amen? So we ought to live like that. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. Amen? God's children don't keep on sinning, amen? No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or has known him. So don't be deceived, little children. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. Don't forget that. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Amen. And the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil, amen, so that we might be free in Christ, amen, to live a life pleasing to him. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. We have a new nature, amen, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this, it is evident who are the children of God. Amen. You ought to highlight that in your Bible. By this, it is evident who are the children of God. You ought to know. Amen. You ought to know. You ought to show up know where you stand with God. And who are the children of the devil? Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Nor is the one who does not love his. Amen. I'll stop there. And that gives you a beautiful depiction, again, of those of us who are what? In the family of God. Amen. And that's what we want our children to understand, is that this thing is real. And God gives us biological families, but he's also now placed you guys in a spiritual family. Amen. The spirit, the family that loves you just like your biological family, but from a spiritual standpoint, and you are now part of who you are. We are children of God. And what I thought about this, and I'm gonna give you a little short story. I'm gonna let you guys go. Amen. I'm not gonna keep y'all long and left. I only got 15 minutes. I got 15. That's why there's a very. I want to read the text. I want you to meditate on that text when you get home and understand. Again, the Word of God is what changes you. Amen. Amen. But we were away this past week. We thank God for Elder Brasher. He came up here and just tore up the 23rd Psalm. Help me, somebody. Amen. Amen. Belong right there. Amen. Tore it up. We were driving out. We stopped. We said, who is this brother preaching? Stop on the side of the road. Zoomed in. Got blessed. But we had a great time. Amen. That's what I tell you how I got to this text and how your presentation kind of all comes together, because God doesn't have any mistakes, and God, I don't believe in coincidences. And I got a chance to see my granddaughter and Karen, I was kind of moved, you know, be able to sit there with her for a while, and I saw her starting to develop, and I'm saying, we got an awesome responsibility. Amen. We got an awesome response. It doesn't stop with our children. It doesn't stop with our grandchildren. It just goes on and on and on. We got to have some consistency in our life, and no matter who sees us, they ought to know what family we belong to. Amen. And I noticed that they were, because I don't do all that God Google talking. They be changing their voices and talking all baby talk. And right now, how are you talking to me? Because I'm talking like really, hey, come here. No, you ain't God and Google with me right now, so I gotta, you know, but I know I listened to my family because I was there with them, we were there together, had a great time, and what I noticed was they began to ascribe certain character traits, amen, certain things that she's beginning to do to their parents, you know, and I said, that's pretty interesting, that means she's, no, she's 10 months, 11 months now, and they're starting to say what she's doing now already is reflective of who we are. And I'm trying to say, y'all nuts. but I understood that, because what they're saying was, you know, she do something, and they say, oh, that's a haze thing. That's a haze thing right there. And I know that when my sister Karen, she could do something bad, she got that from haze, you know. She gonna put that on our side. You know, and then when she do something good, oh, that's a Grove thing. Yeah, that's straight out of D.C. That's straight up from Grove. That's Grove City. That's my child there, you know. And we started ascribing things to the parents, but that came from Kashiwa, that came from Q. And I'm just listening to them, and I'm saying, you know, that's true. That's true. Even at that young age. Amen. The thing that she's beginning to see, and she's what? She's imitating. She's imitating the parents. And that's the natural thing that children do when they're growing up in a particular household. They begin to spend time with relatives, and certain environmental tendencies tend to take over their developmental state. And they begin to act like those who they are hanging around. Amen. And I believe that this development is part of our cultural makeup, and the family tends to cultivate certain things from generation to generation, and all of a sudden it's perceived to be what? A normality. In other words, it's something that is expected of you as being a part of the family. Amen? If we do it right and we cultivate that inside them, all of a sudden they say, well, that's the norm. That's how we're supposed to be acting. We're supposed to be doing those things. Why? Because guess what? We're in the family, and that's what daddy does. Amen. And it even goes so far as to what we eat. I heard them talking. Again, I'm listening to all these conversations because Hopper don't like cake. Amen. She don't like cake. And there's something wrong with that. I mean, both sides of them like cake. Everybody eat cake. Come on now. And they try to figure out, no, she got to learn. I heard Michelle say, no, she gonna learn to eat cake. We're gonna cultivate that thing into her, you know. It's like, no, you got to do what we do, you know. We can't just let you do anything. You're gonna eat some cake. Come on now. And so it's not just part of our name. It's part of our nature. Amen. Our children don't just take our name; they take our nature. And they begin to become that which we are. And they begin to emulate that and imitate that. And all of a sudden, the next generation, you start looking at them and you're starting to see that the family tree is continuing on. And they're doing the same things that their ancestors did. Why? Because we did the same thing that they did, and they're doing the same thing we did, and it just continues on. And beloved, all of a sudden, it affects the three things I want to talk about to you guys today, which is three things I got to get up out of here. It's three things is that it affects your appetite. Amen. It affects your association. All right. And last but not least, it affects your abilities. I found that in my family that my appetite came from my household. You know why? Because we ate what was cooked. Amen. We didn't have no money going to McDonald's and places like that. Whatever was cooked, that's what you ate. And all of a sudden, you begin to develop an appetite for whatever was there. Whether you liked it in the beginning or not, you begin to what? It was one of those acquired taste things. And it changes your appetite. And you have to know one of your desires. It's your desires and the things you desire to do. And then I found out in my families, we begin to eat the same things, and we had our appetites were the same, and we start desiring the same thing, and we like doing the same. It was just part of what? Who we were as a family, because that's what we grew up in, the environment we're in, and we learned to like those types of things. And even as we got older, we kept them. It was part of who we were. Our association was affected by where we were. Amen? In the family. Our family would go somewhere. I remember very vividly, we don't do it anymore. Every September, we would have a family reunion down in North Carolina. And it's enough time. We'd all get the car together. I mean, all the families get together. We go down there, and the associations, the families would get there, and you start looking at folks, and you could tell they were part of your family because of the association and the things they actually did. And it was one of those things where, in my particular family, is that when I was growing up, everybody in my family worked at National Geographic. Amen. I'm Gettysburg, my whole family, the Ellicottam, the Hudsons, and my sisters and brothers. I mean, literally, I was going, when I was in school, I wasn't worried about going to college like y'all going, because I had my job already picked out in National Geographic. Why? Because that was my association. My family was there. Guess what? That's where I was going. Our whole family worked at one place because of the association of the family, and they wouldn't hire me. I guess they said they got too many brothers. They said, we don't need you. So I had to go somewhere else. But the association, I wanted to be there with them. I wanted to associate with them. Why? Because that was the family. And last but not least, my abilities. I found that in our family, we had certain abilities. And again, we weren't the best in sports. We all loved sports. We all got together. And when my cousins and them, you know, we all get together. And it was like a family thing. And you couldn't play sports. There was something wrong with you. I mean, you have to be good at just play. Amen? It was just one of those things in our abilities. And we were very good at math. You know, and my brother Stan and me were very good at math. And when Keanu was coming, I gotta get something. When Keanu was coming up, I was her tutor. And I was trying to figure out if she was my child. Because I'm teaching her math and she's not getting it. And I'm trying to say, somebody must have switched her at the hospital, because everybody in my family, our ability in the Hayes family is you do math. Amen. In your head. She must have been, Dad, they let me use a calculator. No, you're not using no calculator. Your abilities is a haze. You ought to know math. And so it was a certain thing that we thought was already natural. You know, you got to get, if you're part of who we are, you guess what? You know what? Your appetites, your association, your abilities will begin to play out in that role. And I want you guys to understand that it's the same thing with Christ. You're in a new family now, and Christ has brought us into the family. Mm-hmm. And in that family, the with this new nature, amen. This new nature that he talks about in 1 John, this new nature, this seed, this new thing that you have now, it changes your appetite. It changes your association, and it changes your ability to do the things that God has called you to do. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, they are a new creation. They are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Because you're in a new family. Amen. You've been regenerated. You have a brand new heart. And so you have a divine nature now. Why? Because you have a new life. What? In Christ. You are a child of God. Amen. And so those things begin to change. And one of your appetites that changes is that you have you all have already displayed that here at Oakland, that you guys have an epiphany that you want to get into the Word of God. That's why y'all came to the children's church. That's why y'all got involved. And as y'all continue to grow up, y'all even became teachers in children's church, because you understood what the Word of God can do to you. And you love the Word of God. 1 Peter 2:1-3 says this. So put away all malice and all deceit and all hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn infants long or desire for the pure spiritual milk of the Word, that by it you may grow up into your salvation if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. And you guys tasted the Lord is good. It wasn't something that your parents had told you to do. You, I guess, you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and the Word of God now became a desire for you. And that's what you did. You delighted yourself in the Lord, and He gave you the desires of your heart, and He grew you up in a church that loved on you, and you loved on God, and all of a sudden He just transformed your life by the renewing of your mind. And now all of a sudden you understand what your role is now as being a part of the family of God. You are there, and your appetite has changed now. And that's why I was saying, when Jada was saying that, you know, it's hard, she said, she's getting college. He says, there's not a whole lot of people down there who have the same type of faith. And he says, she's got to pick them out. And when she finds them, she wants to gravitate towards them. Why? Because her appetite has changed. Abishai said that she was out there and she was TC, she was going in the wrong direction. She said, but mom would not let her go. And all of a sudden she said, but when God got a hold of me, she said she changed, and now she's so thankful. Why? Because her appetite has changed now. And when these things happen in your life, there is no going back. God's got you. And He gave you to this family. That's right. That we might ensure that when you need something or when you're struggling, we ought to be there for you. You guys are important to the family of God. And God wants you to understand that. And so as your appetite changes, your association changes. And the association is that sometimes the things or the people you used to hang around with, you don't want to hang around them no more. I know when the Lord pulled me out of darkness and placed into the marvel of life. And see, I will be honest with people. I told folks, I didn't have no church folk friends when I wasn't saved. Amen. I didn't want to hang around y'all. Y'all weren't having no fun. I'm just being real. Amen. You weren't. Y'all look so sad. Amen. And I didn't have any folks. I didn't hang around y'all. But man, I tell you, once I got saved, I was glad. Wasn't I glad? Somebody said, I was glad when they said unto me, what? There you go. I said, what are you talking about? But now when I got saved, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of, I didn't have to wait for the door of the church. You know, I was opening them. I wasn't the pastor anymore, but when the pastor had the door of the church, I was already there. I said, which one took so long? I can't wait. My association had changed. I wanted to be where God's folk were. I wanted to have everything they had because I understood who God was. And your association changes. And you want to get to a place where all of a sudden you want to be not just in the house of the Lord, but in the fellowship of the believers. You want to find those folks on those college campuses because they will be there. There are specific college campus organizations that are promoting Christ. You want to find out where they are, and you want to become a part of those. Amen. If they don't have one, start one. Amen. Yeah, you, God will equip you to start one out there, and you'll be surprised at how many believers are out there who are waiting for someone to just start a prayer meeting. Amen. Or a Bible. The things you were doing here when you were teaching our young folks the Bible, now you can go down there and teach folk your same age what the Word of God says, because you know what the Word of God says. God has equipped you. And that your association will change and you won't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, that you might encourage one another unto good works. Amen. Amen. Now you don't just isolate yourself though and become a Christian hermit. You know, you got to get out there. Why? So that your light can shine and people might see your good work, but you're by your Father in heaven. Remember, you are what? You are the salt of the earth. Amen. You are the light of the world. So you got a lot to say now. Amen. God is looking to use you on that college campus, on that job, or wherever you might go. God wants you to let that light shine. But your association changes. You begin to hang around folk who know the Lord. Amen. Y'all encourage each other. Last but not least, your ability changes. What ability? People say your ability. But your ability to do what God has called you to do, it changes. Amen. It's not about sports. You know, I know people like to get out there and they have the football players and they run all, you know, and they do all like this and all that. It's not about sports. Sports is just a talent. It's ability. It's, you know, come on now. It's about what God has called you to do. in sharing the gospel with people and helping people like you've been doing here. You don't stop doing there what you did here. Amen. And God empowers your ability to do there. I know Jim said I was kind of shy. Yeah, but you know what? God will break you out of that. You know, I have a fear of speaking in public, and I do it all the time now. I do, and I mean, I'm an introvert. All I want to do, ask my wife, she'll tell you, just leave me alone, give me a book, I'll go to my room, and I'm good. But God will give you the ability to carry out what he's told you to do. The Bible actually says that what? You can do all things, what? Through Christ. Because he strengthens you. Amen. He changes your abilities now, because now you are a child of God. You are in the family of God, and you are trying to please God, and God will give you exactly what you need to be able to do whatever he's calling you, no matter where you are. Amen. Amen. He will give you that ability. All you got to do is tap into it. I like 2 Peter 1:3 says this: his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. God has done that just for all of us. And especially for you. Because you are now a child of the Most High God. And check this out. Because you are a child of God, heaven is not just your destination. It's your motivation. Amen? Amen. It's your motivation. Because what? Because God has done all they can do to make sure you get to heaven. Amen. And he's done all that. He came down here through 42 generations. Amen. And he came down here, he was born of a virgin. He actually came down here and he lived a sinless life. He might what? Give it to us. Amen. And he died on the cross. Amen. For us. But somebody told me earlier on this Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Power to put us in his family. That we might be called children of God. And because of that, beloved, he changed my appetite. Amen. All I want to do now is I want to know more and more about the God of the Word.
Amen.
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 And I do that by reading the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He changed my association. That's why I'm here with y'all every Sunday morning now. Sunday morning, I used to be bowling. Sunday morning mix. Amen. I was bowling. I used to be bowling on Sunday morning. Over in Dodge City. Was it Dodge City? Dodge Park, Maryland. Amen. He changed my life and changed my association. I didn't go bowling no more. Amen. I want to be with the saints of God. Amen. I want to associate with the people of God. I want to fellowship with you. I want to have a good time. I want to do the things that God wants to do. And he changed my ability. Just like he changed you. He gave me the ability to carry out that which he has sanctioned me to do. He will allow me to do it for as long as he wants me to do it. And God will empower you beyond what you can do. Isn't what the scripture says? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now don't take that to mean that you can go into college now and you get there, you got a final exam, and you don't study, and you get in the classroom and you say, okay, well, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, you're gonna fail. You're gonna fail. I'm letting you know that right now. That's not what that text means. Amen. You gotta study to show yourself approved unto God. Amen. Whether it be physics or the Bible, help me somebody. Amen. You got to get in there. You got to do it right. And God will bless you.
Amen.
For your faithfulness to him.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes,
he will. He will protect you. Parents, he will take care of your children.
Amen.
I used to think I was taking care of Kiana until Michael took her to Hawaii. I hated that brother for that. I ain't never tell you. Oh, he's in right now. I hated you for that. You know that. Took my daughter to Hawaii. I couldn't protect her no more. God says, guess what? I want to show you what protect anybody. That's what he said. He said, I want you to know you weren't protecting anything. She was right there in your house, you weren't protecting it. I took care of all that. And so where they go, you pray for them. God will take care of them. Amen. It's not easy, but it's real. Amen. God will take care of you. He loves you. Amen. He's already preparing a place for you. I know in heaven, even where you go. Amen. He's preparing a place for you. He's preparing people that will come there and they will embrace you. Amen. God will do that.
Yes, he will.
You just got to trust him.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. God, we thank you.
Thank you.
For this time together in your presence with these your children.